in Cotonou, where we do hope as parliamentarians that together with our people we will be able to do everything so that as soon as possible we can benefit from acting together, from cooperating. Cooperation. Be involved in all changes taking place in the world. In order to reinforce and improve the framework for our partnership, it's important to be able to move on from our collective.
And I knew that war was politics by other means. We cannot afford to win an
to ensure that the spectre of wars amongst brothers,
the important role that the OSCPS, EU Joint Parliamentary
sides, if we take the time to trust each other, to work together, then ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, tomorrow we will see a path opening up for the future, the path being demanded by our young people, whereby we can work together and remain standing tall. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bejot, for that intervention. And I'll give the floor to Honourable Clark, Jamaica. You have 2.5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Co-President. Members, a parliament assembled fit for the post-Cotonou era celebrates 20 years of the Cotonou Partnership Agreement on the future of the OACPS EU Parliament Corporation. Let me, Mr. President, emphasize the OSCP EU partnership is quite impactful as it affects 20% of the world's population. This partnership has been visible in various areas and sectors at the bilateral, regional, and multilateral levels. I hasten to mention the important role that this development cooperation between the EU and OACPS has played in supporting the economic development and growth strategy of OACP states. In this regard, Jamaica expressed appreciation for the implementation of relevant programs that have redounded to the benefit of member states, such as the Development Mineral Program, which has assisted stakeholders in the mining sector, including in Jamaica, to embrace international standards and to become more competitive exporters. Jamaica appreciates the important role that the OSCPS, EU Joint Parliamentary Assembly, has played over the years in providing oversight of the implementation of the Cotonou Partnership Agreement by promoting dialogue and consultation in facilitating greater understanding between the EU and the OACP states. Let it be known that the Joint Parliament Assembly under the Cotonou Partnership Agreement has made a tangible contribution to the principles and objectives of the agreement. Most recently, the JPA adopted a resolution on climate change that helped to facilitate joint action at the COP26. Jamaica welcomes the transformation of the ACP into an international organization following the entry into force of the revised Georgetown Agreement. We also welcome the finalization of the new OACPS EU Parliament Agreement, which was initiated in April 2021. Our hope is that parliamentarians on both sides will continue to play a critical role in the monitoring of the new OACPS EU Partnership Agreement and facilitate effort to meet the objectives outlined. Jamaica looks forward to participating actively in the OSCPS EU Joint Parliamentary Assembly and the Regional Parliament Assembly under the new OSCPS EU Partnership. Take note, Jamaica look forward to continued collaboration on areas of importance to many OACPS members, including the vulnerability of small island developing states to external shocks caused by climate change, investment and private sector development, and human and social development, among several others. Let me reiterate that the Joint Parliamentary Assembly impact goes beyond economic consideration and embraces the fundamental objectives of the Cotonou Agreement to promote and expedite economic, cultural and social development of the ACP state, with a view to contributing to peace and security and to promote a stable democratic political environment. Thank you.
I thank Jamaica for that intervention, and I give the floor to Ms. Hetzberger Fofana. You have the floor. You have 2 minutes.
I passed. I didn't know that. I didn't get it here. I'm sorry.
Thank you for yielding the floor. And I'll give the floor to Honorable Songwe Malawi. You have 2.5 minutes.
Mr. Co-President, I have elected to yield the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Malawi, for yielding the floor. And I'll give the floor to Honorable Geremais Sitole. You have 2.5 minutes.
Thank you, Co-President.
What can I say after having listened to the brilliant speeches given by our former co-president, Jackson? What can I say after listening to the passionate interventions given by our young people, Emma Batanyalulu and others, at the start of this debate? All of this, co-presidents, dear colleagues, does prove just how important this assembly, bringing together ACP countries and the European Union, has been. Experience shows that in this assembly, we have neither large nor small countries. We do not have countries that know a lot, others that know little. We don't have countries that have a lot of power in the world and that others that don't. Instead, all of us have the right to live together in a globalized world where we're facing common challenges and where we need to be united to be able to overcome those challenges. And that will be the case in our next agreement following Cotonou, where we do hope as parliamentarians that together with our people we will be able to do everything so that as soon as possible we can benefit from acting together, from cooperating. Cooperation between the EU and the OACPS. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Mozambique, for that intervention and for keeping within your time allotment. And I'll give the floor to Mr. Kaski. You have the floor. 1.5 minutes.
He's not there. No.
I understand Mr. Kaski is not there. Therefore, move on to give the floor now to Honorable Muka Badmiza, Rwanda. You have the floor. 2.5 minutes.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, President. President, what I'm going to say goes back to what certain people have already said, but nevertheless, I would like to talk about it again. Partnership was a key term in the Cotonou Agreement, although the implementation thereof was not always the very definition of partnership. The same term is being used in the new agreement, and we should use this term to develop increasingly our discussions and the subjects that are of concern to us in an equal partnership, because otherwise however, we see that sometimes we don't even manage to get together the number of people who are supposed to come for these partnerships. Quite often we only have half the requisite people from Europe. And I feel that this really doesn't reflect the idea of partnership. Now, if this happens when we're in a European country which is as big as France and in the city which is as big as Strasbourg, what will happen when the assembly is held in an ACP country? All I wanted to say really was that I would urge our members to look at this. Is this a new partnership? Do we want to move towards partnership? My dream would be for this partnership to be a real partnership, the kind of partnership we want, so that we can discuss and talk about our future, so that we can talk about development for all of us. We all aspire to development. And we need to be able to talk about this in a win-win partnership. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rwanda, for your intervention and for keeping within the time limit. And I'll give the floor to Mr. Botenga. You have 1 minute.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, President. Let me have my feet firmly on the ground. A real partnership should see the end of the ENIC agreements. We should stop using the preferential trade agreements as a geopolitical tool and keep our feet firmly on the ground. Does that mean that we're not dumping European chickens on Africa, thus completely doing away with the chicken trade in Africa? You know that the UN agreement on trade and development shows that Africa is losing 89 billion euros per annum. And we could help there by having a real list of tax havens, but we don't do it. So this neo-colonial bleeding of money continues, and we've got to stop that today, not tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. Botenga, for your intervention. And I'll give the floor to Honorable André Seychelles. You have the floor, 2.5 minutes. Okay, we might come back to Honorable André Seychelles. At this time, I'll give the floor now to Mr. Pereira. You have 2 minutes.
Obrigado.
Thank you very much, Co-President, dear colleagues. At our last meeting of this joint parliamentary assembly, we were then welcoming the post-Cotonou agreement being celebrated and seeing that as an important landing zone in terms of our cooperation. But the truth is that now, as we move to applying that, we still don't know when it will come into force. It's not a perfect agreement. As our ex-co-president Mr. Jackson recalled in inspiring words, but nonetheless it is a modern agreement which does cover the new challenges facing us all, of climate change to the pandemic to global security to threats to the multilateral trading order. And to our values. All of these require us to step up our partnership. The world changed again with the invasion by Russia of Ukraine, and it's in our common interest to fight together for a new international order which will not repeat the mistakes of the past. And this sterile game between superpowers needs to be left behind as we move to a fair, inclusive new world order. We have an agreement which sets a new framework, a new architecture, which reinforces the parliamentary dimension and which sets up a regional organisation model with three protocols reflecting the particularities of the different regions. And this is something completely new. For all these reasons, Co-President, this agreement needs to be put into practice, must start to be applied with no further delay. And for that, we do need a clear commitment. And you don't get clear commitments unless you have a date when we are assured that this agreement will come into force. Our partnership is important, and it cannot remain so uncertain in terms of when it will come into force. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that intervention, Mr. Pereira. And I'll give the floor to Honourable Kama Kenya. You have 2 minutes.
She's in.
Oh. Thank you very much, Kenya, yielding the floor. And I'll give the floor to Honourable Dunu Mauritius. You have the floor. You have 2 minutes.
President, I wish to take this opportunity to thank you for, because I did register for this one. I'm glad that the engagement of Mauritius with the EU is based on a friendship and has evolved within the framework of the ACP-EU Cotonou Agreement partnership. And this partnership has been instrumental in supporting the economic development of Mauritius on lots of issues, to commerce, fisheries, and regional cooperation. Mauritius, located off the south coast of Africa, neighboring the French island of La Réunion, Mauritius is an island state of 1.3 million population. The country's economy has gone through great strides since independence, and it's now class upper middle income economy. We have moved from a monocrop economy, manufacturing, to tourism, now to a service sector. Despite the successful handling of the public health emergency in the pandemic, the economic impact was severe due to the pandemic. We have key challenges, include the managing of the transition from the knowledge-based economy and adapting to our impacts of climate change. And we at Mauritius, we welcome this new agreement, and we appreciate that EU side has paid attention to the needs and concern of ACP group during the negotiation culminating to the initiation of this agreement in 15 April 2021. We joined the organization OSCPS and look for what was the signature of this new agreement in Samoa before the end of June 2022. The new OSCP partnership agreement and its attendant regional protocol will make a new phase, and it marks a new phase in the relation between the two blocks. And Mauritius looks forward for its signature and its early effective implementation, and hope that this special consideration will be given to different specialities of the countries and region of the regrouping. And we also think that the implementation of the regional protocol will be clearly established with assistance and support of EU in sub-Saharan Africa countries, African Union, as well as sub-regional organizations, with a view to setting up the mechanism or structure that would oversee the implementation of the regional protocol. And we celebrate the 20 years of this Cotonou Agreement, which has helped our country to move forward. And now we look for the new opportunities coming with the new regional protocol and new agreement. We have to move forward. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mauritius, for that intervention. I give the floor now to Honourable Andre Seychelles. You have the floor. 2 minutes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Co-President. As we move from the old agreement to the new agreement, I am sure that there are so many issues that we will come up to and that we will need to attend to it in a manner that will be slightly different from the way we had been dealing with matters as we have been doing it now. Seychelles remains a country that is open to different types of partnerships. Partnerships, it has been said that do we need partnerships? We definitely need different types of partnership, being a small country, but we need partnerships that would not only be harmful to us. We have harmful partnerships, but we need to renegotiate partnerships that would allow us to be benefiting fully from those partnerships. As small island states, we need to have more joint meetings. As the ACP, as the African continent, the regional continent, we need to have more meetings that would allow us to have more common goals as we venture with our partners on the European continent. There are so many things. We've just had a discussion prior to this meeting with Tanzania. We've identified certain issues that has come up very recently that are being placed in different agreements, different protocols, different resolutions that we need time to look at it. So we would ask our partners to allow us opportunities and time to analyze different mechanisms that are placed forward so that our partnership, when it grows, it is one that will never have any divorce when it comes to considering whether we continue or we do not continue with any partnership with our partners in Europe. I would like to thank all those who have contributed in one way or another in the past, and as we venture into the future, Seychelles is still open for us to have a meeting in Seychelles, and we would like to welcome you all to our shores for you to see when we complain, we have valid reasons for complaining. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that intervention, Seychelles. And I'll give the floor to Honourable Numa. Sierra Leone, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you very much, Mr. President and Co-President, for giving me this opportunity to speak on this very important topic. We all have our responsibility. This is the moment worth celebrating. The 20 years of partnership with sincerity of purpose and trust. I'm happy statement made by your predecessors. I acknowledge them too for Honorable Kono. He fought for us to have this partnership on the GPA level. I will acknowledge that one. I'm so proud of you for acknowledging that particular moment. It was a struggle, a fight. But what we have done as Sierra Leone, trying to enhance this partnership, it's about cooperation. It's about our own responsibility as members of the ACP. What we did, we have the national authorizing office in Sierra Leone, who's in charge of domesticating a carrier project in line with the Cotonou agreement. But that's what we have done effectively. When we roll out the free and quality education, as propounded by my colleague from Sierra Leone, we said we want to have this free and quality education, not by just saying it, but have partners to come on board. We call on the EU. I said, speak, I said, stand here. They have constructed over 20 schools, both junior and secondary schools. This is time for us to celebrate, because we are post-war countries, and we need to say some of these things. So what we did at the peak of the pandemic, when we don't have time to meet like this, I form under our own rubric, the both the constitution and the standing orders we have in parliament, to have an oversight role. So we collaborated with NAO, PUM, EU, so we went and talked to the councils, because projects are implemented through local councils. So we talked to local councils, we went and observed, carry out our oversight functions for every project. I said, they have constructed so many things, so many projects are going on in Sierra Leone under this Cotonou Agreement partnership. So it's good for us to set it. It's good for us to talk about it. And they are doing more in line with education, in line with good governance. In good governance, all of us are talking about good governance. Under the pillar of good governance, for this Cotonou Agreement, we have to fight corruption. That's our responsibility. Corruption has eaten into the fabric of our governance system. If we don't fight corruption, it will be very difficult for us to progress as nations. We are emulating talking about Europe because, yes, there is corruption. Just like this agreement, you don't have a perfect agreement, but are challenges. But we need to surmount those challenges. So one of the things we can succeed in the post-Cotonou agreement, all of us need to come together to fight corruption. Corruption is the cause of so many things happening in the ACP countries. So we as government in Sierra Leone, we have taken corruption to be one of the fundamental pillars for good governance. And we are in that direction, and we are moving towards that. So, Mr. Co-President, I want to say I am so proud of this partnership because Sierra Leone is benefiting. There is real cooperation, sincere cooperation in administering, in rolling out our government objectives. For young people, the only thing we can give young people is education. Education. And education that can take them to another planet. Mr. Co-President and President, we as Sierra Leone, we will continue in the post-Cotonou and talk to our young people. Let them make use of the opportunities. I heard all of them talking about good things about young people. When we give them the platform, the opportunity, let them make use of it, especially in terms of education. The women, the children, this provision in the Cotonou Agreement is a very good one. Thank you very much, Mr. President. Thank you very much, Mr. Co-President. Thank you all.
Thank you very much for that intervention, Sierra Leone. Well noted. We have heard the last speaker on this debate here, and it has been very enriching, the exchanges of views. Our time is definitely running out, but I would like to give the floor back to our presenters. 2 minutes for those who might want to make some reaction or response. Those presenters who had been with us earlier, if you were still online, please indicate your interest in making your reactions to the debate as you have heard. 2 minutes.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency, for the opportunity once more. As many of the speakers have said during the debate before me now as I speak, I think I concur that every voice and partner of this assembly matters. And as the members continue to debate, agree and disagree this agreement, I think we must come to a point both internally and externally must find a way to ensure inclusivity of all concerns and ensure that every party feels included in the new road charted for the future of this assembly and its agreement. More importantly, Your Excellency, I would also like to add that, as many of the speakers have said, we have a long way to go. The world faces the deepest global health, social and economic crisis in a century, coupled with the growing destruction of biodiversity, the worsening impacts of the climate emergency, increasing and intersecting inequalities, and threats to fundamental rights. Hard-won by development gains are continuously addressed as we continue considering the agreement moving forward. And therefore, the COVID-19 pandemic has seared the lives of people everywhere, and the assurance of survival of people and planet, we must turn in a new direction and embrace different ways of living and earning, consuming and producing, and ensuring that every partner is included in the decision-making processes moving forward. To achieve them, major shifts lie ahead. Many were considered too costly and difficult before the pandemic, but now they seem not just doable, but imperative. With first hand of experience of what happens with a dramatic change in course, leaders such as ourselves in government, as members of parliament, with the help of the private sector and across societies, we need to reimagine and re-image and redesign jobs, finance, mobility, healthcare, education, technology, and so on. The new understanding is also emerging around the inextricably links among these and the need for acting not issue by issue, but across entire systems. This offers hope and real hope for unlocking rapid action on daunting challenges such as pandemics, now in the future, along with deep-seated inequalities and, of course, climate change. What is evident is the profound power of individuals that they show during the pandemic, and that is why young people such as myself could be appointed by President Hage Geingob, the President of the Republic of Namibia, to be part of decision-making tables and sit at the decision-making tables, an example that long-running systems can be changed and power structure can be challenged to make space for new ideas, fresh thinking, innovation, and leadership from every sector in our society. We have lost a lot of time during the pandemic, but working together and ensuring every concern is included, we can make this a turning point for people and the planet. And lastly, therefore, once more, I call upon this assembly moving forward in the new agreement that is yet to be signed to consider the concerns raised, but more importantly, the inclusion of an ACP-EU youth forum that will ensure that young people get closer to the decision-making table. Thank you very much, Your Excellency.
Thank you very much, Excellency Emma Theophilus, Deputy Minister, Information and Communication Technology of the Republic of Namibia. Any other presenters who are willing to do a response? Strictly 2 minutes.
Parliament, Your Excellencies. So the Assembly, I've taken note of everything that has been said, and I call the things that have been reflected, that the Assembly should really reflect the relationship between equals, between African, Caribbean, Pacific states, as well as the EU, and it really needs proactive participation and contribution.
I think we seem to have technical difficulties, but I see Ms. Fofana, Hetzeberg Fofana, is asking for the floor.
Merci, Monsieur le
Thank you, Co-President. I do apologize for earlier. I hadn't seen, but I have listened to everything that's been said, and I too can only deplore the current situation, and I would endorse what our Rwandan colleague just said. It is unacceptable that most MEPs are conspicuous by their absence. We do need a level playing field, but that has to be based on respect. The new partnership has to reflect a change of attitude and concerns for my group, the Greens. The green transition will take into account climate change and ensure leadership roles for young people and women, education for all, for girls and for boys, so that in ACP countries as well, we also see a fall in young pregnancies. We have to provide hope to young people. That was the message I understood too from the young people addressing us, and that will encourage us to work along these lines so that our legacy for the next generation is a genuine partnership based on common values. That means that the pillar of these values, based on mutual trust and permanent dialogue, has to include young people so that they can carry on the torch of partnership we are all working towards. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that intervention, Mrs. Vega Fofana. I think we now we'll close our discussions on this item. Thank you very much for all that have made contributions. Thank you to all our presenters. Oh, so we still have some presenters online?
They're online. Yeah, I mean, if the connection works, they said they were waiting for
it. Who would like to make a 2-minute response? Oh, yes, Kumar from Fiji, you have the floor. 2 minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Co-President. And it's really great to hear these discussions. I was taking note of those. And, of course, the new agreement that is now on the table for consideration by all of you, the Honorable Members of the ACP.
Thank you very much. Item 13, a parliamentary assembly fit for post-Cotonou era, celebrating 20 years of the Cotonou Partnership Agreement and the future OACPS EU Parliamentary Cooperation. Dear members, what started as a consultative assembly in the Lomé Convention almost half a century ago has over the years grown into a dynamic and active joint parliamentary assembly. You have all contributed to making this assembly what it is.
level playing field in the legacy that you will leave us. Because, like I said, that the progress has to be in an inclusive and meaningful manner where no one has been left behind. And like we stated, that there is much at stake because the world has changed so much in the last 20 years. In the last 20 years, I was just 4 years old. And just yesterday, it's all different. It's changing every day. And how we adapt and respond to these changes all depends on the decisions and policies that you, our leaders, will make and leave behind for us to work on those. So it really depends on how and what leadership baton you will pass to the generation, for our generation, and the generation that we will pass on to come. So I am very, very confident in all your leadership and through your leadership that this new agreement could be signed and will be effective so that we can all work hand in hand in collaboration and in partnership moving forward for a very common and shared future. Thank you, Mr. Honorable Co-President.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kumar, from Fiji, representing the Pacific. We still have...
We've lost the connection.
Oh, we seem to have lost connection of our other two. But in that regard, we will need to end our meeting now. Apologies to our presenters in terms of losing connections, but we would like to thank them. The meeting record that we thank them for their insightful and inspiring contributions.